Praise be Jesus and Mary. During the month of May, especially dedicated to Our Lady, where we honor her in a very special way and try to grow closer to her, I think it's important to remember that the best practices to honor and to grow closer to Our Lady are those that help us grow in true devotion to her. So anything that bears the characteristics of true devotion, as the way St. Louis Grignion de Montfort has set it forth in his classic, the True Devotion to Mary. And he says that true devotion has several characteristics. One, it is interior. Two, it is tender. Third characteristic, it is constant. It is holy. It is disinterested. So any practice that bears these characteristics are good practices for this month. Let's just take one for example. True devotion is interior, he says. That means that true devotion comes from the mind and the heart. So what we can perhaps do this month is to meditate on her mysteries. Actually take time to meditate on the mysteries of Our Lady, which might mean to sacrifice something else, you know. And it's important to do this often because, as the Catechism tells us, what we believe about Mary is based on what we believe about Christ. And what our faith teaches us about Our Lady in turn illumines our faith in Christ. So to know Mary is to know Jesus. St. Athanasius, the saint whose memorial we celebrate today, is a great example of this. He was both a champion of Christ's divinity and also a great defender of the motherhood of Our Lady, her divine maternity. He tenaciously fought against the Arian heresy, which perniciously claimed that the Word was a created God. A created God. And that's very pernicious because it means that God did not make himself accessible. He is not the true God. And against this, he fought throughout his whole life. And now, thanks to him, we proclaim that the Word is God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. And for us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven and was born of the Virgin Mary and became man. From him, from St. Athanasius, we also have those very famous words, God became man so that man can become like God. This is called the marvelous exchange. God made himself truly accessible in Christ, and he has done this through the Blessed Virgin Mary. So throughout this whole month dedicated to Our Lady, let us pray for the grace of true devotion, that we may ever grow closer to her, to be more conformed to Christ, her Son. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Fructum ventris tui.